These are good for ADHD.
Yeah,
I mean, these subjects are all over the place. Okay, Kufay and Aleph. Base, right? It's a base. Oselish Lahavr Seir Base Ashechi. This is actually a very hot button topic. Get this question multiple times a week. Right? It's also for a man to remove the hair of his underarms and the base hair, the pubic hair, afilu misparayim, even with scissors. Like a razor, meaning for sure not a razor, but even a shaver, even an electric shaver, a manscaper, as they call it. Tanish Mekalchin Samach LeBasar Mamish, which means that you're shaving it down close to the basar, but to trim it's no problem. The reason is because women do this. And it's also to scratch the hair there, meaning to get it off. If you do it through your clothing, then it's mutter. Because that's not the way a woman would do it. Let's say somebody has sores and stuff like that. Then a Cyrus and the hair is causing it to get irritated. So then mutter, and then you can remove it. The question is that nowadays, it's since many men do it, since many men do it, so therefore it might be mutter and probably is mutter b'zman hazeh. Okay, it's also for a man to remove one hair from amongst other black hairs. That's what women do. Meaning it's also because a man is dressing like a woman. You're not allowed to dye the hair that it should look black. Again, I'm not sure nowadays if this whole thing would be also because men, lots and lots of men dye their hair. We do use goyim for this. It happens to be an interesting tshuva because Moshe, he says that if you need it for employment, and if they see you with white hair, they're not going to employ you, then you're allowed to dye your hair because that's considered a good reason. However, it's only if you'll be able to do the same job as somebody younger. But if you won't be able to, then Moshe says it's awesome. It's also for a man to look in a mirror because that's what women do. But if he's doing it because of health, or he's giving himself a haircut, to remove stains on his face, meaning he needs to clean his face, or he has to take out feathers from his head, meaning or any dirt that gets stuck in his head, it's mutter. See, if it's a makom, that's the derech. That men look in the mirror, then it's mutter. So nowadays it's mutter because men look in the mirror. Okay, total.
Tefillin. So looking at your tefillin, he doesn't have that heter.
No, he doesn't. But in the tefillin, you're not looking at yourself. You're only looking at the tefillin. Don't you know that? Fine. Now, totally changing gears. Simen kufayin beis hilchas chadash, right? Poi gimel sifim. So what is chadash? Aleph ksiv v'lechem v'kalei v'karmelei seichel ha'ratzamim v'zeh. You shouldn't eat bread, roasted kernels, and karmel is like fat kernels until etzamayim v'zeh, until the middle of that day. What does this mean? Pirish shasun lechem mitfu chadash mechamesh. From the five grains, you're not allowed to eat from the new grain, from the new crop. Until the Karban Omer is brought, it's brought on the 16th day of Nisan. When there's no Omer, the entire day is also.
Why are Hasidim not into this?
But we'll get to it. That they make 2 days Yom Tov because of a Safek Gam, call it Yom Yudzayin Asura, then the whole 17th is Asura Tchilas Yal Yud Ches. Until the 18th. If it's planted and it grows, and if it gets planted and it takes root, before the 16th day of Nisan, then that omer is matur and mutaras miyad lachik ksiras, and it's mutter immediately after it's cut down. But if it doesn't take root for the 16th day of Nisan, asura achiyave omer haba, it's also until the next year's omer. Fine. According to most Paiskim, this is also Aser in Chutz La'aretz from the Torah. All right. But it's clearly a machlokes. You have to be very careful. Sometimes you have plants, grain that's grown, that's planted after Pesach. Or it's planted before Pesach, but it was not planted with enough time to take root. Like barley, shibay l'shul, and oats, k'sas mekames kamachitin, in some places even wheat. Shem asur ad l'achu yudzayin nisan abo, that also until the 17th of the next year. V'meshishu b'yom tezayin, let's say he took root on the actual 16th day, mutaras petchilas lo yudzayin nisan abo mikoyach memarashach. Then it's mutter because of memarashach. Right, meaning if it either if it goes to the past year, so then it's already fine, right? Because it's already past Pesach, right? And we're going with Yud Zayin and Chutz La'aretz. Gam ha-sheicher beer hashanas mituzu also. Beer that's made from this tool is also ad la'acha Pesach abo, until the next Pesach. V'chein ha-shmarim asurim. Shmarim, like the dregs, right? Which really means yeast. V'chimtzu behem isa, and let's say you take isa and you make it into chametz, meaning you use a dough, meaning you use a starter, let's say. Afilu mitvu yishana, even if that's the starter comes from old tefillah. Kol ha'isa asura machmas ha'shmarim, then the entire isa is also because of the yeast. Because it's not bottle, because it's chashuv. Tefillah she'mistapkim ha'hi yishana chadasha, and you have grain that's a suffix, whether it's old or new, yasu ula ha'shela s'tochlom, so you have to ask a shayla whether you could be makel or not. All right? Fine. Now we get to why is it that people don't keep it? From the kitzur, it sounds like you gotta keep it. For those that say that there's no Isser Chodesh only with grain that grew in a Yid's property. If it grew in a Goy's property, which in most of our grains in the United States at least, then it's okay. But even if the field is owned by the Goy, but Yisrael rented it, yesh betuzu iser chadash, that then it does have iser chadash. Avot tefua shegad b'shus akum, but if it grew in the guy's b'shus, ain't but iser chadash, it does not have an iser chadash. Valzeh saimchen, this is the Bach. This is one of the terem of the Bach. Valzeh saimchen harbe b'shas atchak, and that's what many rely on b'shas atchak. Kavokim betuzu shegad b'shus Yisrael ain't shum heter. If the tefua grew in Eretz in a land in the Yisrael's land, there's no heter at all. Our Rabba Acholkim va'Imrim deGam b'Shal Akum Ika Isser Chodesh. Many disagree, and they say that even by a goy, there's an Isser Chodesh. A Machmer Tovei LaBracha. Those that are Machmer should get a bracha. Right now, so that's the heter. The heter is basically the Bach. The heter is the Bach that it doesn't apply to the goy's land. Right now, so Naftali Landau asks, "What are Chassidim being Samech on?" So there's this wild Baal Shem Tov who said that before the Bach came up with his heter, all the people in Chutz La'aretz who were being Makel were in Gehenna. Then when the Bach said that it doesn't apply to land that owned by a goy, so they pulled everybody out of Gehenna. So if you're going to decide to be machmer, not like the Bach, everybody's going to go back into Gehenna. Right? So therefore, the Hasidim are very stark that you don't have to keep. You don't have to keep. All right. I mean, at least that's what they say. Okay, one more. Siman Kufayin Gimel Hilchos Arla. So Arla is the first 3 years. Kol Eitz Machal, Bein Shel Yisrael, Bein Shel Akum. Any fruit tree, whether it's owned by a Yid or a Goy, even if it grows in a pot that has no hole in it, right, which means it's not getting anything from the ground, it still has Arla. Gimel Shana Marishonim, and also the first 3 years from his planting, Paperus Vagarinin Vaklipas, the fruits, seeds, Klipas is the, what do you call it? Peels. Hakol Asabana, everything is Asabana. But Gimel Shana Elu Ain Winem Yom Liyam, in these 3 years, you don't count it from day to day. If it gets planted before the 16th of Av, since from then to Rosh Hashanah is 44 days, that's considered a year. Because those 14 days are the days where it's going to take root. And after that, 30 days in a year is considered a year. And then you count 2 more years from Tishrei. So that makes a total of 3 years for Arla. Aval im nota miyayim tezayin ba'av e'elach, but if it was planted from the 16th of Av and later, le'neshav shana zois l'klum, then that year is considered nothing. Amanim ha'tishrei gimel shonim, and you count Tishrei for 3 years. So you have to count the full 3 years. This is not really negeya as far as they know, because things don't grow. They don't really grow fruit anymore. Okay, we will stop over there. And everybody should have a fine night.